Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we just praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on. From the start it was Yahweh. He took me from the dark, put him in my heart. So Yahweh, got my mind Yahweh. Show me the times and the laws, the flaws of myself Yahweh. Let me know to turn to him, only glory Yahweh. Never bragging anything unless it be Yahweh. He the most high, he my king, he my lawgiver, he my savior. And I'm only praising Yahweh. Told me that my name was Isha, that's man of Yahweh. All fire of Yahweh, whatever it be, you know I rep Yahweh. On my wrist, what does it say? It say praise Yahweh. Y'all can walk another way if you want to, but I'm walking this way. I'm a Israel crew, full life, ride with my homies that be with Yahweh. Only companions, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, JC, never mentioned by Yahweh. Nowhere in the Holy Scriptures do you see Yahweh. Mixing this, Yahushua, Yahawashah, Yahuwah, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh. Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh. I mean the name Yahweh, the Holy One Yahweh. Not a man that he shall lie, or the Son of Man that he shall repay. And y'all think he sent somebody that could get killed? What you talking, Yahweh died? Man, come on, man, you thinking that Yahweh lied? Man, you frontin' now. If you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34 and 16. Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it. Don't get too shook, minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are, you're spitting disaster. If you ain't praising the Most High, who is Yahweh? What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah. What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night.
Yeah.
be confirmed. To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The seeks where the Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Seven seas, captivity is taking hold upon me. Put right in me and now we flee from fallen leaves. The grind and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we are his wives, to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the sons, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
Yah's word is the truth. Yah's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling us Ham. Made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but it's a turnstile. Yah's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise Yah from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. Yah give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your soul, y'all magnify, y'all cut it straight.
I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy. Seven seas, captivity is taking hold upon me. Put fright in me and now we flee for falling leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise, the be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then the knowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling it Sam. Made us worship the son of man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exhaust the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your soul, y'all magnify, y'all cut it straight.
You on Blog Talk?
Make it here. Shalom, family. Sorry for the delay, but we'll be on soon. Y'all bless. Shalom.
I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahshua who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put fright in me and now we flee for falling leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root were a prey and pursuit. Rebellious of the Son, forgotten that He is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling us Ham. Made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave us the Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but it's a turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your dull, y'all magnify, y'all cut me straight. Worship the Son of Man, and somehow smiled at the moon. They stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exhaust the vow, but hit the turnstile. Guys, now be set to crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God, give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Ye adore Yah, magnify Yah, cut his grace.
Yah of hope. Please forgive us for the technical difficulties that we've been having with our audio. This is why we're coming on a little bit late, because of the audio problems that we're having. So I pray that you all can hear me good. We've been bringing to you over the course of the last 7 days, Yah's seven holy days. We dealt with the Saturday, which is the first holy day mentioned in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, because it is the first holy day Yah did, the first holy convocation. On the first day that the Almighty told his people that they were to gather themselves together. This is the seventh day Sabbath. And the most important thing Yah told us about the Sabbath day is to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And I pray this is something that you will do. And don't be deceived by all of those who will tell you to do otherwise. This is just a test, just to see if you want to serve Yah or no. We brought to you the second holy day, which is the Passover. Even though the Passover is not Sabbath, the Passover is not a holy convocation. It is holy, though, but it's not a holy convocation, because the Passover was kept in the house. And as long as the head of the house was clean enough to perform the killing of the Passover lamb for everyone and his family to eat, then the Passover could be held. Also, the other stipulation created gave that they were in a journey far off. But if the head of the household was unclean by reason of a dead body, then they can keep the Passover the second month. And the most important thing that I wanted you to know about the Passover, which is the second holy day mentioned, is that you were to keep it as a memorial by an ordinance forever. And one of the things that our people forget is the ordinances of the Passover. And that's the most important thing you're supposed to remember. All the ordinances of God. The third holy day, the Creator mentioned, gave our people all the feast of weeks. It's also called the first fruits. And Creator gave us this holy day. It's the only holy day that don't have a date that the Creator gave us to celebrate. Yet to celebrate it at a certain time, the Almighty told us to celebrate it the morrow after the Sabbath. And the morrow after the Sabbath is the first day of the week. And from that time, we counted 7 weeks. And when our weeks were out, we were commanded to bring an offering to the Most High. Now, may add that's the fourth holy day, not the third, because the third holy day was the Feast of Unleavened Bread, where the Creator told us to remember the day in which He brought us out of the land of Egypt by a strong, mighty, and stretched out arm. And to remember that by eating unleavened bread for 7 days. And we had to remove the leaven out of our house for 7 days. The Creator told us the soul that didn't do this, remove the leaven out of your houses for 7 days, and to eat unleavened bread for 7 days, that soul will be cut off. Then the Feast of Weeks. The Almighty wanted us to know that we were to remember that we were bound by keeping the Feast of Weeks, for there was no date in the scriptures, but it was a certain time. And this Feast of Weeks is totally tied to the land. There was nothing in the Feast of Weeks that we seen that the people did outside of the land that inherited. Whereas some of the other people, there are things that you're supposed to do even before you go to Jerusalem. The fifth holy day the Creator mentioned to us was the Day of Lowing, where it was just a day of blowing the trumpets. And what were the trumpets for? It was the calling together of all our assemblies. It was also to warn, and it was also to be blown to acknowledge the Most High that we were sacrificing to Him. This holy day did not have any restrictions on where it was to be kept. The Almighty just wanted us to keep it. And He told us to memorialize it. And He told us to have a feast and that it was holy, and that we were not to weep or mourn on this day, because it was holy. So we were to celebrate the feast. Of course, this is one of the current feasts that is approaching, and we will hold this feast on September the 26th, which is the Day of Lowing. How did we get this date? Well, we started from the beginning of the year. In the beginning of the year, the very first month of the year, the beginning of the very first month began on the fourth day of the week. And we counted 30 days every month, 12 months, in this particular case, 7 months. Thus far, not, it hadn't came yet, but it's approaching, and that will fall on September the 26th. So as we get in great more details about our month tomorrow, tune in tomorrow. Then we talked about the Day of Atonement. And that was a day that John never told us to memorialize, to remember, period. Because that was the day that the Almighty will wipe all our sins away. And if our sins is all wiped away because we have sincerely, wholeheartedly went to the Most High, humbled ourselves according to the scriptures, not according to man. Because man will tell you, you can humble yourself drinking wine. You can humble yourself eating steak. You can humble yourself in a suit with jewelry, diamond rings on your finger, diamond earrings in your ear. But these are not the things you'll read in scriptures. When our people humble themselves, they stripped all the jewelry. They didn't drink anything, let alone alcohol. They didn't eat anything. And typically, they wore sackcloth. Now, they didn't wear sackcloth all the time. You never seen them wear their best apparel. And then after they wore their best apparel, Yahweh looked down and said, oh, look how they humbled themselves. You never seen where they was at a table, a feasting, and Yahweh looked down and said, look how my people humble themselves. But let me show you, when Yahweh looked down from heaven and he seen one humbling himself, this is what Yahweh was looking at. And you won't see nothing contrary to this in the book of 1 Kings 21, I think it is. And let us turn there. And this was dealing with the Day of Atonement. In the book, 1 Kings, 21st chapter, starting at the 25th verse. And this is what it says.
But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of Yah, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up.
Now, what I'm talking about is what you were to do for Day of Atonement, because that's in the 7th month, the 10th day of the month. And according to our count from the beginning of the month, the Day of Atonement is October the 5th. However, the atonement or the Sabbath is from evening to evening, so it will start October the 4th through October the 5th. This is when we will start fasting on October 4th, and this is when we will begin celebrating the Sabbath. 1 Kings 21, read the 27th verse again.
But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of Yahweh, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols, according to all things, as did the Amorites, when Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel.
This man was so wicked, he was living like the Amorite, who Yahweh had kicked out of the land. So you know what Yahweh seen in him and saw him. Go ahead.
And it came to pass when Ahab heard these words.
And what words did he hear? Well, he heard that Yahweh had determined and decided to bring evil upon him and to destroy him. And this is what Ahab did after he heard the words.
That he rent his clothes.
He rent his clothes. That means he tore his clothes.
And put sackcloth upon his flesh.
Yeah, see, what happens is when they tear their clothes, they mean they're trying to get their stuff off real fast. But now they recognize that Yahweh is looking, and he tore his clothes real fast off of him. He didn't have time to just take it off, fold it, put it away in a dresser drawer, hang his nice little garment up, fold his pants. No, he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh
and fasted.
What do the word fast mean? Well, you don't drink nothing and you don't eat nothing. Now, this is what a fool did. This is what a wicked man did, that according to the scripture, there was none that were and sold himself into wickedness like this man. And what else he do?
And laid in sackcloth.
In other words, he laid in the sackcloth.
And went softly.
In other words, now, everywhere he went, it was sultry. In other words, when you know you're in trouble, now you're not walking loudly and boldly. Arrogance is gone. The pride is gone. Now you have become humble. Not because Yahweh humbled you, but this is what he did to humble himself after hearing the words of Yah. Now you hear the words of Yah, and Yah has determined evil upon us, and evil upon our community, and evil upon our sons, you would eat, and you would drink, and then you would tell other people to eat and drink. Or you would do even worse than that. You won't even regard the day at all. And that day being a day of atonement. Well, watch what Ahab did. And this not even a day of atonement. 28 verse.
And the word of Yahweh came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seest thou how Ahab humbleth himself before me?
Now, the word afflict, where the scriptures say on a day of atonement, the soul that does not afflict itself. In other words, what that is saying, the soul that does not humble himself shall be cut off. This is what Yahweh said. Seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? In other words, Yahweh know the law, because Yahweh gave the law. And this is what a man will do, whether it's the day of atonement, or rather, it's just another day that Yahweh has determined evil. And on a day of atonement, we're trying to appeal to Yah to forgive our sins. Well, let's see what Yahweh did to Ahab concerning his sin.
See how Ahab humbled himself before me, because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring evil in his days, but his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house.
So this is what Yahweh consider humbly. Yahweh said, because he humbled himself. Well, I guess not eating, not drinking, putting on sackcloth, fasting, laying in sackcloth, going softly, is a way in which Yahweh considered humble. No wonder nobody want to do it. No wonder you don't see people in sackcloth. No wonder you don't see people wanting to fast. Matter of fact, the mass majority of the people probably only fast once a year. And that's just on the Day of Atonement. And then if you don't fast on the Day of Atonement, you probably don't fast at all, except when you're sick and the doctor tells you not to eat. But when Yahweh tells you, humble yourself, afflict yourself, you don't do it. So this is what we talked about yesterday concerning the Day of Atonement. And now we're talking about the last holy day that the Creator gave us of the year. And it's called the Feast of Tabernacles. And actually, it was called three different things. The Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Booths, as well as the Feast of Ingathering. Now, even before our people knew it as the Feast of Tabernacles, they knew it as something else. And you'll read this in a book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Turn here. In the book of Exodus 23, this is what the Creator said to us concerning his feasts. That's the 14th verse.
Three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the time appointed of the month of Eve. For in it thou camest out of Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty.
And of course, this is at the beginning of the year.
And the Feast of Harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field.
And that's the Feast of Harvest, is also called the first fruits, which is also called the Feast of Weeks. But then, and that's what we have sown in the field. Go ahead.
In the Feast of Ingathering, which is in the end of the year.
And then it says the Feast of Ingathering, which is in the end of the year. And when is that? Well, the end of the year, the Almighty determined that the end of the year is in the 7 months. No, you didn't stop counting the months. It still is the 8th month, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, and 12th month. But the 7th month marks the end of the year, according to Yah. Just like the 7 day mark the end of the week. And just like the 7 year mark the end of every 7 years. These are the things, y'all say the crooked things have to be made straight. And oftentimes we just don't know what these things mean. I know somebody come and say, no, that don't mean that. That just means the season turns. That just means this, that just means that. Well, why did it mean what y'all want to mean? Y'all called it the end of the year? So what's the problem with you calling it the end of the year? You can fix it up, dress it up however you want to. But this is what Yah called it. And it's called the Feast of Engadin, which is at the end of the year. Go ahead.
When thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field.
When I have gathered in thy labors out of the field. In other words, this is the last labor. In other words, all our fruits, which is the last part of the year. When we gathered in everything, this is considered the end of the year, which is at the time of the Feast of Ingathering. And the 17th verse says this,
three times in the year all thy males shall appear before Yahweh Elohim.
You see, the Almighty, he told our people the ending from the beginning. You notice we started at our beat, and then we ended up at the seventh month. Because that's when the Feast of Ingathering is, you're going to see. Now, according to the Jewish community, they don't even recognize the Abi, except for some people call themselves Kaddites, who talk about Israel like a dog and don't care nothing about Israel, and say the black Israelites ain't nothing but imposters. And this is who our people go by. When they call the new year, our people call the new year. When they say that it's Aviv, our people say it's Aviv. When they say it's the new moon, our people say it's the new moon. And these are some of the most foolish people I've ever seen. They have no understanding at all. None. Zero. Speaking of the Kaddites, no understanding. You only think they're doing the right thing because nobody has came and made the crooked thing straight. And that's what we're doing now. So you'll never have to be tricked by the enemy. Furthermore, in the book of Exodus 34, in the book of Exodus 34, still speaking about this feast and the end of the year, in the 18th verse.
The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I commanded thee, in the time of the month of Eve. For in the time of the month of Eve, thou camest out of Egypt.
Yeah, so this was, and it says, as I commanded thee in the time of the month of Abib. In other words, there was a certain time of the month that you would see the Aviv. And when you see this Aviv, according to the scripture, for in the month of Aviv, thou camest out from Egypt. That's when we came out of Egypt. So it's marking the beginning. Now, see, look what it did after that in the 22nd verse.
And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end.
And it says, observe the feast of weeks, as well as the feast of ingathering at the year's end. In other words, Yahweh didn't have to say that at all. But he said it because he meant it. He meant it because he said it. Because today, many of our people are celebrating and recognizing The same thing that all the schools are recognizing, all the various states recognizing, all the various cities recognizing, not a fact the world recognizing. And it's called Rosh Hashanah. And they said that's the head of the year. That's the beginning of the year. Now, it's going to be the beginning of the year, the head of the year, at the end of the year. Now, I can see if it was Rosh Chodesh, the head of the month. But no, they say Rosh Hashanah. Well, Shana means year. Rosh means head. How that's going to be the head of the year? What kind of sense do that make? As soon as they say Rosh Hashanah, I think what's up? Rosh Hashanah. And this is total confusion. Furthermore, it was called the Feast of Engathering at the year's end, but it was also called in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, let us turn there. Show you what else it was called. Now, this is the seventh holy day that is mentioned. And you don't understand why this is the last one. You should understand it now. Because after this time, something beautiful happened to our people. It says in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, starting at the 33rd verse.
And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto Yahweh.
So we see here, before it was called the Feast of Engathering, now it's called the Feast of Tabernacles. Go ahead.
On the first day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yah. And on the eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you.
Now, whereas on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, it was the first day and the seventh day. But in the Feast of Tabernacles, even though it was celebrated for 7 days, the Creator wanted the holy convocation on the first day and the eighth day. Go ahead.
And on the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. On the eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you. And you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything upon his day.
Everything upon his day. For a week, he had nothing to do with a drink offering, a burnt offering, a meal offering, a sacrifice, or no offering at all. All my wanting us to do is to have a holy convocation and do no work at all. Of course, this particular holy day and holy convocation had to be done in Jerusalem, which you will see. So this one we don't do here in America, but we talk about it, we teach on it, we make our people aware of its meaning and purpose. We let you know the dates and times. And we recognize it in a season. But we don't disregard the word of Yah and try to keep something that Yahweh told us only can be kept a certain place. And you're going to see this. 38 verse.
Beside the Sabbaths of Yahweh, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings, which he give unto Yahweh. Also in the 15th day of the seventh month.
Now we're going to give you some additional things. Because some of the other things that you read, that's a lot of things that the priest said to do. But now Yahweh is about to tell you what the people had to do. Now, even though the people had to do this, it was still done in a certain geographical location. But still, you need to know what the people did. Go ahead.
Also, in the 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruits of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto Yahweh 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of fig trees, and willows of the brook. And ye shall rejoice before Yah your Elohim 7 days. And ye shall keep it a feast unto Yahweh 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month.
You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. When you take the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, boughs of fig trees, and willows of the brook. In other words, it's going to let you know what you do with all these things in the 42nd verse.
You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that an Israelite's born shall dwell in booths.
And this is what our people would do when they were in the land. They were all come out of their houses and dwell in booths. And why did we dwell in booths? 23rd verse.
That your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your Elohim. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of Yahweh.
And this is one of the most important things about the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Booths, the Feast of Ingathering, that our generations may know that Yahweh caused our people to dwell in booths when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. In other words, we dwell in booths for 40 years. And after the 40 years, we went right into the land. Now, you might ask yourself, well, should we dwell in booths today? And we should if we were keeping a feast. And the only place you can keep a feast is in Jerusalem. Now, if you want to build some booths as a marker or a sign or a signet to let your generation know what's happening, that's fine. That's okay. Our people here to build an altar outside of Jerusalem as a signet. As a sign. They had made no offerings, though. They didn't sacrifice nothing. But it was just a sign, a signal. So if you want to make some booths as a sign or a signal, that's fine. So your generation will know. And that's good. But don't try to do something that Yahweh said only do where he chose to place his name. And you're going to see that. Furthermore, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, we'll make that Deuteronomy 16 first. Deuteronomy 16. Because it's speaking of the Feast of Tabernacles, which is also called the Feast of Ingathering. At the year's end, it's also called the Feast of Booths. And this is what was done in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, when observing the Feast of Tabernacles, the 13th verse.
thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. After that, thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine.
In other words, after we gathered in these things, because our wine was our grapes, they were the things that came off the vine. 14 verse. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and thy Levite and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days thou shalt keep a solemn feast unto Yahweh Elohim in a place which Yahweh chose shall choose. This is why we don't do these things, because Yahweh chose these things. Because Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless thee in all thy increase and in all the works of thy hands. Therefore, thou shalt surely rejoice. 16 verse.
3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before Yahweh thy Elohim in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Yahweh empty.
Yeah, and they shall not appear before Yahweh empty, but 3 times in this year shall all thy males appear before Yahweh the Elohim in a place which he shall choose. This way, he chose. 17 verse.
Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yahweh thy Elohim, which he has given me.
So, if you want to make boots as a sign, I don't see no problems with that. But if you want to act as if you're keeping the Feast of Tabernacles, after Yahweh says, 7 days thou shalt keep a solemn feast unto Yahweh thy Elohim in a place which Yahweh shall choose. And then you go in the woods and build some booths and dwell out there for 7 days as if you was in Jerusalem. This is a secret. If Yahweh wanted you in the woods of America, he would have said, do this in all your dwellings. But he didn't. He said, do this in a place where he chose. I don't think Yahweh instructions are hard at all. Not at all. We make Yahweh instructions hard when we just refuse to obey his voice. Furthermore, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, since we in Deuteronomy. And this is important because this is a time period that marks the end. And remember what we read in the book of Ecclesiastes. Let us, right before we read Deuteronomy 31, I want them to read that again in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, so we can get a good dose of how Yahweh thinks and Yahweh thoughts. And yes, you will see Yahweh thoughts in the book of Ecclesiastes. I know these words came out of Solomon's mouth, but these are not Solomon's words that came out of his mouth. People think this is Solomon's words. This is Solomon's wisdom. No, this Ecclesiastes belongs to Yahweh. Proverbs belong to Yahweh. Psalms belong to Yahweh. And most people don't know this, so what they'll say, well, that's just commentary. Those just words of meaning. And so they won't respect the very words that Yahweh has in his own book. But look what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, the very first verse.
a good name is better than precious ointment in the day of death than the day of one's birth.
Now, how can the day of death be better than the day of one's birth? Well, if you don't know, Yahweh is going to explain it to you.
It is better to go into the house of mourning than to go into the house of feasting.
And we see every people rather go in the house of feasting. Even when they should be mourning, they still feasting. Go to some of these modern day funerals today and see how much food they have. And see what they be doing after they get finished crying. They going to be laughing. They're going to be celebrating longer than they was crying. And they ain't going to remember nothing. As a matter of fact, they're not even going to remember that somebody, they just put somebody in the ground. They won't even remember that. Because as soon as they leave that grave site, they're going to be celebrating, feasting. So now the house of mourning, it's not the house of mourning anymore. It's the house of feasting. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. Go ahead.
Well, that is the end of all men.
That's the end of all men. Nobody wants to see the end of all men. Nobody don't want, they don't want to think about their end. They don't want to consider that end. They don't want to recognize that end. They'll do everything to not bring something to an end. As a matter of fact, you got people who put animal hearts in their body just so they won't come to an end. Baboon hearts. Just all kind of stuff. You see people living all kind of ways not to die. Let's set it up for it. But watch this.
And the living will lay it to his heart.
And that was supposed to happen. That's why it's so good. Because then the living will lay it to heart. And our living don't lay nothing to heart. They're not fasting. They're not mourning. They're not weeping. Remember, right? This is a true story, right? You're my beloved. No way past. No way vision. I told all the people that fast. You would have thought I told everybody to rob a bank. But I fasted. And many other people, but the vast majority of the people, I said, don't sing, don't dance for 30 days. But they couldn't hold out. So I'm singing and dancing. I can even imagine them singing and dancing during the time of Moses, and during the time of Aaron, and during the time of Miriam. Matter of fact, they didn't sing and dance during the time, even when a stranger was putting their father and mother down for 30 days. Why? For that the end of all men is better than one's birth. Because the living of man to heart, third verse.
Sorrow is better than laughter.
Nobody, everybody wants to laugh, but nobody wants to have sorrow. What is it?
For by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better.
And that should happen. That's what's supposed to happen. The heart is made better by the countenance of the heart. No wonder Yahweh told us not to eat, or told us to afflict ourselves. Which means don't eat. No wonder he said, look at Ahab. Because as soon as Ahab stopped eating, stopped drinking, put sackcloth on, you see what it did to his countenance. And watch the fourth verse.
The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning.
The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning. And what do you do during the time of mourning? You fast. What do you do during the time of mourning? You afflict yourself. But don't. Watch this. But the heart
of the wise is in the house of the mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth.
Yeah, that's what a fool tells you. When you should be mourning, they tell you you should be eating. When you should be fasting, they say you should be drinking. When you should be dressed down, they're telling you you should be dressed up. And we want you to be wise. Going back to Deuteronomy 31, why is that relevant? Why is that important? Because Yahweh said this is the end of the year. And what is the sign? What is the thing that marks our evening? What the feast of tabernacles. It is the seventh holy day. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy 31, starting at the ninth verse.
And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, unto all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years.
Now, you notice, I'm not no magician where I can just throw the word in the book. No, the word in was there way before Moray the Shiloh. And you notice, this is at the end of every 7 years. Go ahead.
In the solemnity of the year of release.
In the year of release, because the year of release is in the seventh year.
In the Feast of Tabernacles.
Now, the Feast of Tabernacles is not just the end of every 7 years, but it's the end of the seventh month. But Yahweh don't say the end of the seventh month. He just said the end of the year.
When all Israel is come to appear before Yahweh the Elohim in the place which he shall choose.
And that's why we keep telling people that in the Feast of Tabernacles, that's the place when all Israel is to come to appear before Yahweh in the place he shall choose. He didn't choose America. He didn't choose the islands. He only chose one place for all of Israel to come during the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. And that's Jerusalem. And what should happen when they go to the place where Yahweh chose in the end of the year? Can you read it?
Thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing.
In other words, you're supposed to read the law. Read the law. And I'm going to show you which law you are to read. Continue reading.
Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger, that is within thy gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn and fear Yahweh your Elohim and observe to do all the words of this law.
So this is the way you demonstrate your fear. You demonstrate your fear towards Yahweh by adhering to his law. And that's what we do. Yahweh said, do it in the place where he chose. So you don't have to worry about Moray Isaiah doing it in the place he didn't choose. Nor do you have to worry about Moray Ishaya teaching people to do it in a place that he didn't choose. And then it says in the 13th verse,
is that the children which have not known anything,
they may know anything,
may hear
and learn
to fear Yahweh and Elohim as long as you live in the land when you go over Jordan to possess.
This is how you teach your children how to fear Yahweh. And this is how you mark time in the end of the year. And if you don't know what the year release is, go to the book of Deuteronomy 15 so you can understand that. So you won't be confused about what you're reading, because you may have just heard this for the very first time. You knew about the Feast of Tabernacles, but then they threw in the year release. You can read this in a book of Deuteronomy 15. The very first verse.
At the end of every 7 years.
Go that word in. It's going to be the Sabbath day. When you read about the Sabbath day in Genesis, the second chapter, it says Yahweh ended his work. When you read about the 7 year, it's going to say at the end of every 7 year. And when you read about anything in a 7 month, it's going to say at the end of the year. I didn't throw those words in the book, because the Sabbath marks the end. I want you to say it.
At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release.
And what should you release?
And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called Yahweh's release.
It's called Yahweh's release. And when is this to be released? According to the scriptures, in the seventh year, in the Feast of Tabernacles, which is the end of the year. And watch the 12 verse. Not only do you release all debts,
and if thy brother, an Hebrew man, or a Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee, and serve thee 6 years, then in the 7th year thou shalt let him go free from thee.
See what Yahweh's saying about the end of a matter is better than the beginning of a matter? All your debts is released. Now the servants are released. In other words, the servants go free. And then the 7th year rest. I can understand why he said that the end of a thing is better than the beginning. Because there'll be a lot of good things going on in the end. And furthermore, show you that everybody here to recognize. Well, let me show you this first. I'm going to show you why a lot of our people don't know this. They don't know the 7th month is the end of the year. They don't recognize the 7th year end. And then if we keep going by the Jewish people, we don't even know the 7th day end. Go to the book of Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. Now, some of our brothers will have you to believe that we read in this, going to the book of Nehemiah, this is not the book of the law. Now, who is Nehemiah? Going to the scriptures, in Nehemiah 8th chapter, the 9th verse, it's all Nehemiah. This is in the 9th verse,
in Nehemiah, which was the Tirshatha.
What is the Tirshatha? Well, Tirshatha is a governor, a ruler.
And Ezra the priest,
Ezra was the priest, the scribe. And watch what it says about Nehemiah and Ezra.
And the Levites that taught the people.
In other words, they were all over the Levites. Go ahead.
Said unto all the people, this day is holy unto Yahweh your Elohim. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them whom have nothing. Is prepared, for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Yahweh. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of Yahweh is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold the peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat, and to drink, and to send portions, and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them.
And who declared these words? Well, the ruler was Nehemiah and us, and they don't know the law. These people who taught the law. And you would think people are smarter today, smarter than Nehemiah and Ezra. That's commentary. The book of Nehemiah, that's not the law. Who do you think is talking to people the law? And watch what it says.
And on the second day.
Because that was the first day of the month. In other words, that was the first day of the seventh month when they kept the day of blowing the trumpet. Well, now this is the second day of the month. And watch what they did on the second day of the seventh month.
And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law.
Well, here they go. They going to Ezra to understand the words of the law. And this is something that our chief men don't want to do. They don't want to sit around at the table of brotherhood so that we can understand the law. And I'm the answer. I've been calling, but I ain't got no answers. Let us talk about the holy days. Let us talk about the law. Let us talk about the months and the moons. Let us talk about the years. But to no avail. We'll start out, and then we'll quickly fade. But watch with the chief men in the days of old be. 14 verse.
They found written in the law, which Yahweh had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month.
That's how they found out, because they searched the law. Go ahead.
And that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mounts, and fetch olive branches, and pine branches, and myrtle branches, and palm branches, and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written.
To make booths, as it is written.
So the people went forth, and brought them, and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house. And in their courts, and in the courts of the house of Elohim, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim,
mm-hmm.
and all the congregation of them that were coming in out of the captivity made booths.
Yeah, the ones that came out of captivity, they made booths, not the ones in captivity. Go ahead.
And sat under booths.
And they sat under the booths.
But since the days of Yeshua, son of Nun, unto that day,
in the days of Jehoshua, the son of the moon,
unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. And there was very great gladness. Also, day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of Elohim. And they kept the feast 7 days. And on the eighth day was a solemn assembly, according unto the man.
See, they did all this according to the law. And then people will tell you, disregard Nehemiah. Disregard Ezra. Ezra and Nehemiah, they fasted for their sins. They weren't drinking wine and partying. No, they put on sackcloth. They put dirt on them. They fasted and they prayed and confessed their sins. You read that in the very next chapter, in Nehemiah the 9th chapter. But we're not going to read that right now because we read that already. dealing with the Day of Atonement. But let me show you also in the book of Zechariah, because this is one of the only holy days that the Most High will have all the people celebrate. No other day, not the Day of Atonement, not the Passover. Now they will come up on the Sabbath day and in the new months. But this is the only annual holy day that the Almighty said he will have them to do. In the book of Zechariah 14 chapter, the 16th verse. Just so that so people can understand how terrible this time is going to be. Start at the 6th verse.
And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark.
Have you ever seen a light that it wasn't clear? Nor was it dark. And watch what this type of day is.
But it shall be one day which shall be known to Yah, not day nor night.
In other words, you can't, this day won't even be known as day nor night.
But it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be.
Mm-hmm.
And Yah shall be king over all the earth. And in that day shall there be one Yah, and his name one.
And his name one. And you know this day is not going to be just one day. Because watch what happens.
All the land shall be turned as a plain, from Gibeah to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem. And it shall be lifted up, and inhabited in her place from the Yamun gate, unto the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananiah, unto the king's wine press, and men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction. But Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited.
Jerusalem will be safe, safely inhabited. But watch this.
And this shall be,
and men shall dwell in it.
And men shall dwell in it. And there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith God will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem.
Now, these are the people because Jerusalem is safely inhabited, but these are all the people that fought against Jerusalem at one point in time.
Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet.
No, well, one day, their flesh is going to consume away while they stand on their feet.
And their eyes shall consume away in their holes.
And their eyes just disappear, just consume away in their holes.
And their tongue shall consume away in their mouth.
This sounds like a horror movie. And the tongue is going to wither away. Their eyes are going to be gone, and their flesh is going to come right off the bones.
And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from Yahweh shall be among them. And they shall lay hold everyone on the hand of his neighbor. And his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor.
In other words, everybody's going to start going berserk.
And Yehuda also shall fight at Jerusalem. And the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver, and apparel in great abundance, and so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in these tents, as this plague.
In other words, that's going to happen to the horse, the mule, the ass. Just like people standing on their feet, flesh gone, eyes gone, tongue gone. And all you're going to see is a skeleton.
And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left
of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship yet the king.
Yeah, in other words, of all the nations which that left, because there's not going to be many nations left at this time. But the ones that are left, the ones that are somehow spared and was recipients of the mercy of the Most High,
shall go up to worship the King, Yahweh's host, and keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
And they're going to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
And it shall be that whosoever will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, Yahweh of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain.
Even upon them there shall be no rain. We got people trying to keep the Feast of Tabernacles here. And Yahweh going to make that all the nations come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. All those that are left. 18 verse.
And if the family of Egypt go not up, and come not that have no, and come not that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith Yahweh will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
In other words, he's going to, and being the ones that's left, if they don't come up, then Yahweh got a plague for them. And that is no rain. And you don't want to be in a situation where there's no rain. Now just go to a place where they have serious droughts and see what happens. And matter of fact, just real quick, I want to show the people what happens when you have no rain. And you just have drought. In the book of Deuteronomy, real quick, so they can understand, Deuteronomy 8 chapter. Eleven verse.
Beware that thou forget not Yahweh thy Elohim, is not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. These when thou hast eaten and are full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget Yahweh thy Elohim, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness.
Yeah, when we were in the wilderness, he said he led us through the great and terrible wilderness. Go ahead.
Wherein there were fiery serpents.
There were fiery serpents.
And scorpions.
Scorpions.
And droughts.
And droughts.
There was no water.
In other words, that's what you have when you don't have rain. You have drought. No water. Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of the flint, who fed thee in the wilderness of manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee to do thee good at the latter end. Why? Because it's all about your end. And why won't we consider our end? We don't consider the end of our life. We don't consider the end of a day. We don't consider the end of a year. We don't consider the end of a month. We will make the month a moon. And then when the moon shows the little sliver of light, it comes at the end of a day. And we will make that the beginning. And then you got some people who say, well, it's tomorrow. Then what you looking at it for today? This is how confused and backwards we have become. And Yahweh told us the ending from the beginning. And we got to know our end. Because better is the end of a thing than the beginning. And finish out on the book of Zechariah, 14 and 19, or the 18th verse. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith Yahweh will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day there shall be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto Yahweh, and the pots in Yahweh's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Yehuda shall be holiness unto Yahweh of hosts. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seed therein. And in that day there shall be no more Canaanite in the house of Yahweh of hosts.
Hallelujah. No more Canaanite. If there's no more Canaanite, there's no more Amorite, Girgashite, Perizzite, Hittite, or any mite, ite, mite, kite, at all. This is the Sabbath holy day, which is at the end of the year. And tomorrow we will deal with the only other time that Yahweh told his people to gather themselves together. Although it's not called a holy convocation, it was never called a Sabbath, but yet it was a day that Yahweh himself told our people to come together on. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And until tomorrow, God love you, and so do I. Shalom.